Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number 1, when the all-woman Blue Origin flight happened last month, it was a historic occasion. It was the first time ever that someone was able to get 6 women ready to leave on time. We've officially entered the age of space influencers. Also, I'm hearing rumors that the engineers are still repairing the spaceship because the check engine light was on and the oil was low. Doesn't this picture just scream Bezos Space Angels to you? Up next, Carmelo Anthony ended another student and got $500,000 in donations for his legal defense fund. But when he was released on bail, what did his family do with the money? They rented out a house in a gated community and bought a new car. Looks like it's soon going to be open season on Whitey and the perpetrators could potentially collect millions of dollars after ending someone. Funny how a black family moved into an all-white neighborhood to escape the violence in their own community, even though they were the ones causing it themselves. Number 3, speaking of more stupidity, this woman acts like a kinky puppy and makes 10 grand a month on Lonely Fools. That is until AI replaces her. It's probably going to happen within 2 or 3 years. There's just way too much money out there from pay piggies for it not to happen that fast. And women say that men have privileges over women. I don't know about you, but I'm not privileged enough to make 6 figures pretending to be a good boy. Moving on, life is a joke. Here's the difference between a Swedish prison sentence and a £2,000 a month flat in London. It's the same in much of the Western world. The only difference between a worker and a prisoner these days is that a worker gets a tiny car and gets to go on vacation once a year. Andrew Tate recently said that he would rather spend 6 months a year in prison instead of being a wage slave. At least in prison, you can hang out with your boys as well as workouts. Number 5, check out the new wannabe gangster action figure, complete with Trump derangement syndrome control book, testosterone replacement pills, and platform shoes to make him feel better about his shrinking height. Those shoes are priceless and make him look like a big boy. On the bright side, at least he's working on his derangement syndrome. Here's De Niro in real life, and he's wearing those lifts. Up next, leftoids say that we need special laws to protect minorities. But if those minorities happen to be white people in South Africa, then that's not okay. It's all about the double standards, and truth be told, white people are a global minority with around 10%. Thank God for Eastern Europe and Russia not putting up with this sort of nonsense. That's probably going to be the future of the Caucasian race. Those cultures seem way too hard for globalists to actually destroy. Number 7, would you support Robert F. Kennedy banning all the lab-grown meat in the United States? I certainly would. Even though I don't agree with him wanting to get rid of GMOs. Not because of making food more healthy, but because healthy food costs a lot more. And that means a lot of starving welfare cases if it happens. Lab-grown meat is also basically cancer cells created from an animal and then grown in a vat. This is what Willie Gates wants you to eat. Moving on, would you date her? Kelly here is 52 and a therapist. But by the looks of her, she's the one that needs therapy herself. Call me crazy, no pun intended, but I don't think that your therapist should look more unhinged than the average person. She looks like Rosie O'Donnell's younger sister. I don't think any man with self-esteem would ever want to date her. I can smell the cats from here. She also looks like Virtue Signaling's final boss if it was actually a person. Also, where's the line in Cyrillic? Number 9, here's Gary Oldman, and he says that he used to walk into a room and wonder if people liked him. But now he goes into a room and wonders if he's going to like any of them. The older I get, I keep hoping that one day I'll enter a room and not get bored by the people in it. I don't like or hate people. I'm just tired of being bored by most people's basic lives. But we shouldn't take Oldman seriously because he's been married 5 times now. Up next, what the hell happened to Brian Johnson? A guy spending $1 million a year to reverse aging. Meanwhile, he looks like he's accelerating his aging. That's because he's got a lack of collagen and animal protein in his diets. Apparently, this is what a billionaire vegan looks like. He also looks like he abandoned the ginger community for some reason, even though he says he never dyes his hair. Based on his progression, I think he's going to look like Data by 2030. Number 11, this crooked little building is the oldest tea house in England. I wonder if the Jeets will eventually burn it down because tea is racist, don't you know? They'll probably knock it down and replace it with a statue of Vishnu. But let's hope that it remains there to prove to everyone that there's zero seismic activity in England. If this is in America, they would tear that dump down and replace it with a Starbucks or Dunkin' Donuts. Moving on, here's what it looks like when someone leaves their blow-up doll on an airplane. You know you've had way too much plastic surgery when you can't even close your mouth while sleeping. With a shirt that says, Life Goals on it, what do you think your goals are? to have at least 20 plastic surgeries by the age of 20. I'm surprised she can even keep her eyes closed while sleeping. Number 13, why does it look like Katy Perry and the other female astronauts look like they were wearing wetsuits going into rockets? Elon Musk saved 2 stranded astronauts and nobody cares. This woman pretends to be an astronaut and everyone thinks it's stunning and brave. If I was going to space, I'd wear a t-shirt and sweatpants. What's the purpose of these suits? I bet she was surprised when she saw the size of this Blue Origin rocket. Up next, apparently women are better at hearing than men are. But it's not about hearing. It's about comprehending. The only reason they're better at hearing us is because they store the information in their mind so they can use it against us later. I found that while I was talking, many women I was in relationships with would just zone out. And then I asked them a question about what I was talking about and they started laughing, because I caught them not paying any attention. But if I didn't pay attention to them, they would blow up at me. Number 15, remember guys, it's better to be single than to date a woman that brings drama and chaos into your life. Obviously. But there are so many thirsty blue-pilled simps out there that they'll welcome the drama and chaos all so they can get laid. In this day and age, I bet that the only women that don't bother men and bring chaos into their lives are ladyboys. But those are dudes in dresses. So basically all women are like that. Moving on, do you guys think that today's woke feminists are just bad copies of these sorts of women from the 2000s? They had dyed hair, but it wasn't in a woke way. I think that all of us want to go back to 2005 because it was a much better time. I knew a girl like this back in the day, and the only thing that's missing with this figure is a box cutter that she used to cut herself with. The action figure girl also sort of reminds me of Shoe on Head back in the day. Number 17, what the hell is happening to vending machines in Japan? It looks like mass migration is destroying Japan's high-trust society. Looks like nowhere is safe from enrichment. If you import the third world, you become the third world. The Japanese are highly intelligent, and it makes me wonder why they haven't learned from the mistakes of Europe and the United States yet. Japan tolerates this as Japanese police chase local men suspected of stealing panties from clotheslines. Up next, blacks used to complain that all the cops needed to wear body cams because they were being racist and hurting blacks. But it looks like that backfired, and soon they'll be pushing to ban body cams because they make them look bad. The body cam shows us all what diversity really looks like in our society. This man was ended by the police, and so is this woman captured on body cam when she lunged at a cop with a jammy stick. What kind of moron charges in an armed cop? Number 19, here's the difference between how feminists think that they would run the world versus the way they would actually go. But it's far worse than that. There would be no buildings, no clothes, and all of them would starve. If women ever got rid of men, then they would focus their attention on getting rid of each other. It would all end like that female marketing company with no men in it. Without men there, they targeted themselves and the company went broke. Moving on, Sarah here is done. Just walk away. She smashed 60 guys in 2 semesters and now she needs love. I don't think she needs love. What she really needs is an STD test. Lady, if you really want love, then get a couple of cats and prepare to die alone. She's probably been more run through in 2 semesters than the Holland Tunnel. Most women's dating profiles and past experience look exactly like this, but they just aren't sharing their body count numbers. Number 21, why is it that after thousands of years of eating bread, suddenly in only a decade everyone has allergies to gluten? I stopped eating gluten 10 years ago because of this. Before that, for decades, I'd wolf down bags full of bagels and croissants. And then suddenly in 2015, my throat was so swollen that I wasn't even able to swallow water. It's also probably the GMOs and glyphosate, which don't help either. Also, today's wheat has a lot more gluten than historic wheat. Up next, Beth here faked a paternity test and led a man to believe he was the father for 2 years. Here she is walking out of the courtroom a free woman, because she's the main caregiver to her daughter. The cuck man feels heartbroken because the girl he thought was his daughter for 2 years is no longer in his life. And yet here she is walking out of the courthouse happily checking her phone nonchalantly. I really hope he can hit her with a civil case now. Number 23, what the hell is going on out there in the education system? This Ohio mayor tells the entire school board to resign or face child porn charges because they told students to write an assignment with a sex scene that they weren't supposed to show their mothers. Now it's no longer teachers that are the groomers, but also the entire school board. In the past, we had to protect our kids from perverted priests, and now you have to protect them from their public educators. Moving on, never get involved with a jealous or possessive woman. This woman is wondering why it took you 15 minutes to get home instead of 12, and she wants to know who the other woman is. God forbid that a guy took a longer, slower route home, or even stopped to get some gas. Maybe he was in his car checking his phone when he parked. But I don't think that's the case because a woman like this would be staring out the window waiting for him to park. What a psycho. Number 25 and the last one, why is this woman together with Mr. Jeet here? Is it because he has more money than her, or is it because she's fat? And it's either him or Siobhan down in the hood. To be honest, she's not all that good looking herself. And imagine how she's gonna look without all that makeup. Odds are their relationship is fake so that they could con Indian men to come to America with the promise of white bobs and vagine. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate it to PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.